Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A complete miscarriage of justice was handed down with the decision of the Court of the Judiciary suspending for the rest of his term, frankly removing, Chief Justice Roy Moore as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. The case is on appeal. Our guest today is Chief Justice Roy Moore. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Chief Justice.
Thank you, sir, and it's nice to be with you.
I want to continue to follow up some of these questions that we have regarding the state and federal courts here. And then I also want to, let me just, before we even get into that, focus on one issue so that people can get their minds wrapped around how bad this decision is. There were six charges. Charge number six said that you should have not participated in a March 2016 opinion. Now, in order to have a charge, the JIC, in order to even activate, has to have a verified complaint, must vote on it within 70 days. If they vote to investigate, it must notify you. If they notify you that you're investigating a verified complaint, they have to continue to notify you every 6 weeks. If they don't meet any one of those four, it's all done. There was no verified complaint. They didn't vote on it. They never gave you a written charge, and they never gave you a follow-up 6 weeks letter at any time. It should be no-brainer. They can't charge. You cannot be convicted on charge six. The Court of the Judiciary convicted you on charge six, said that you should have not participated in the March 2016 opinion. It's absolutely one of the many situations where it is outrageous. And as we were talking in one of our programs, they misunderstood the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, and the Court of the Judiciary, the interplay between state and federal courts. And let's pick up that conversation that you have here, because you had conflicting orders. The Alabama Supreme Court had an order that predated in time a subsequent lower federal court order, both directing the probate judges to do opposite things. Most people think that automatically the state courts have to just simply pack up, go home, and listen to the lower, I'm talking about lower federal courts. When I'm talking about lower, I'm talking about the federal district courts and even the courts of appeal. But that's not what the law says.
No, and I think when you say that, what people miss when they say, talk about inferior federal courts, they think that the federal district courts are the inferior federal courts and the circuit court of appeals are the higher courts. That's not true. According to the United States Supreme Court, every federal court, including the United States Courts of Appeals, as well as the federal district courts, are inferior courts. And they are have equal authority with the state courts to interpret the federal constitution. And one does not take supremacy over the other. Supremacy doesn't mean federal courts are higher than state courts. That's the biggest fallacy in our judicial system, that people believe federal courts are higher than state courts, and therefore anything they say must bind the state courts. That's not true. And that's not true according to the United States Supreme Court. And you pointed out, in our case, Johnson versus Williams, as late as 2013, where nine Supreme Court justices said the same thing. Arizonians is another case, and it said the same thing. I just think that that's one of the biggest confusing things in our federal system and state system that we've failed to recognize.
You know, whether the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, that actually hired the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to be the prosecutor, to prosecute the Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint. I don't have to comment much more about how odd that is. But they tried to suggest that, oh, this is just a repeat of the Ten Commandments situation going back to 2003, 13 years ago, that what happened there is just the same thing happening here. So obviously, this is the Chief Justice, and he is ordering the probate judges to openly defy federal court and Supreme Court law. Comment on that, because you testified specifically to that issue.
Well, in 2003... I was removed from office for not following a federal court decision to remove the Ten Commandments. And yet, in the trial of the case, it was recognized it wasn't about the Ten Commandments or a monument at all. It was about the acknowledgement of God. And when I was told to remove that, it was beyond the authority of the federal court, and I did not do it. Now, that was where I was a personal litigant in a case, and I think every personal litigant has a right to recognize the Constitution and whether they must follow it, especially one like a Chief Justice who has sworn to that Constitution. In this case that we have here before the courts and the API, this was about, you know, they say I ordered federal district judges to file federal court, or probate judges to file federal court order. I never would do that. You know, it's against principles of my principles to order somebody else to violate their conscience. If they want to violate the order, it's up to their decision, not mine. And if they want to follow it, of course, they should follow court orders. And so I don't tell anybody to disobey a federal court order or a state court order or any court order. And if they do, it's only on their opinion and their conscience, and they must answer the consequences. So that's completely against my principles, and I think that they misunderstand or intentionally do so.
I think they intentionally try to misunderstand, and I don't think they misunderstand. I think they try to intentionally obfuscate and lie, frankly, because you were very clear in your testimony, the only sworn testimony before the court, that what you did in 2003 regarding the Ten Commandments was your personal decision. You were a defendant in that lawsuit. That was your personal decision. But as a chief judge, you would never, and never did, never would, order any probate judge or anyone to violate any law, whether it's a court order or any other law. You would never order them to violate any law, because that would go against your role as a judge. I mean, you are the court. You are the representative of the court. That was really clear. It was irrefutable. It was unrebutted. And yet they came to their opinion and they said, well, you ordered them to violate the law. First of all, you testified exactly the opposite, and there's no contrary testimony. They didn't put on any other opposition testimony. And secondly, the order itself, the four-page order, says exactly the opposite. I cannot give you guidance or direction. That's what you said to the probate judges.
Right. And it's hard to interpret that four-page order otherwise, when it says I'm not at liberty to give you guidance, means I can't tell you what to do. And yet they said, the paper, I noticed the paper in Birmingham, and of course, papers surely don't get it right. And that's another thing. If we've got to stop following what people print in papers, newspapers, when you don't know the facts, and the facts in this case were far different than what was printed in the media. They said that I told federal judges to defy the told probate judges to defy the federal court. And of course, I did not do that in my order. I said, I'm not at liberty to give you guidance. Now, that's far from ordering them to defy somebody.
Well, Chief Justice, we're coming to the conclusion of this series on faith and freedom, and I so much appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be with us here. And for your stand, I wish we had more justices and judges like you on the benches across the country. People may agree or disagree on certain issues. That's fine. That's America. But you have dedicated your life to following the rule of law. And as someone who dedicates his life to doing that, to get a decision like this, it's got to be just completely astounding for you. And I want to thank you for your dedication of your life to following the rule of law. This case is far from over for those that are listening. The case is being appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court. That could be a discussion in and of itself. We don't have time for that. But I want to thank you, Chief Justice, and your wife, Kayla, and the prayers of all of those who are listening are with you and will remain with you.
Well, thank you. And Matt, I reciprocate that, because Liberty Counsel and you particularly have been very gracious to represent me, and I appreciate that. And so I owe you a lot. Thank you.
Well, the country owes Chief Justice Roy Moore a debt of gratitude. Again, this case is not over. So I continue to ask you to pray. God ultimately will not be mocked. And in fact, even though things may not turn out the way that we had hoped they would be, it was a no-brainer that we should have won. It's distressing that they ignored the law. This case is far from over. So continue to pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore, and continue to pray for his wife, Kayla, and all of the Liberty Council team. For more information on your religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That website, again, is lc.org, and there you can keep up with further events regarding Chief Justice Roy Moore and this case.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.